I look back on my association with Alfred Hitchcock as one of the great privileges of my tenure of office at Warner Brothers. He's an absolute delight. He's one of the directors that I was referring to a short while ago that knew what he wanted, knew how to get it, and got it with a minimum of fuss, and was courteous and gentlemanly to everybody concerned. I really love Alfred Hitchcock, and he's probably the greatest teller of English stories that I've ever encountered. I can't repeat some of them on the tape, but they're funny. And if I told them, they would not be anywhere near as funny as if Alfred Hitchcock told them. But he's a great director.
Does he keep people amused on the set, or is he very serious?
He's quite serious. He's funny if you talk to him on the sidelines, and a story comes to his mind and he wants to tell it, then it's absolutely hilarious. But here again, as somebody that doesn't look like a motion picture director, we talked about violinists that don't look like violinists, but Alfred Hitchcock looks more like the village butcher than he does a director. But a great, great talent. And he knows what he wants in a music score. Because I've seen occasions, one occasion, where the musical director that he hired was a man of very obnoxious personality, in my estimation.
I can't imagine to what you're referring.
And had a great capacity for antagonizing anybody he came in contact with, particularly the dubbing crew that's going to work on the picture. I had the privilege of running the final product on one of Hitch's pictures with the score and everything in it, and I heard Alfred Hitchcock say he didn't like the score. And that was a source of great delight to me. I could hear this man being taken down a peg. And he didn't have a word to say, but he did rewrite the score. I think there's this thing about Hitchcock there, and he said something, he meant it. He wasn't nasty about it. He just made the statement, and that was it. And there was going to be no arguing about it. Redo it.
Was he pretty definite in what he wanted in dubbing? I mean, other than the music.
Very easy to get along
with.
Very easy to get along with. He didn't spend much time in the dubbing room. And I don't believe he was ever in the dubbing room. But after the show was finished, I run it with him, and he'd like it or didn't like it, mm-hmm. and usually liked it. He was really very, very, very generous and very easy to get along with.